40, 50 yards every summer, you know, for clothes in the winter, wool clothes. And she'd make it any kind of color she wanted. She'd use spread here one place, a yaller, and some red. And she used that on a loom, you know. She spun this thread on a spinning wheel. And then she loomed it and made cloth. See, they had, my daddy made that thing, and he'd go down like that, you know, they'd be fingers in like this. And he'd catch us that way, and that'd go down, and she'd run a thing through there.
She would have shuttle?
Yeah, shuttle through there. Now you're talking dumb luck. Then she'd kick it down this other way, and she'd throw it back, you know. And she had a thing up here she'd pull back on this. I don't know what to call that. Now you tell me what that was.
I don't know.
Well, it was a thing up there like...
Well, this is going to be a beaver, right?
Had things like this on one. These were stiff strips. And she'd pull that back and that tighten them threads. She'd make...
Would that be a shuttle?
Yeah. No, it wasn't a shuttle what she's sewing. She'd sew one from each hand, you know.
Treadle?
Yeah. She had the thread. The shuttle was about this long. And it had a hole in the middle of it there. One side of it was out and made like that. And then this thread wound on a spool like this, about this long. Then she'd put that in this shuttle, you see. And then she'd put one thread off of this. It'd be wound where it could roll off, don't you see? And this thing could turn. If the shuttle went through, this thing could turn inside. And that's the way they made that clock. I wore many pair of homemade breeches, you know, made of wool, sheep wool cloth.
Underwear.
Oh, boy, good.
Them days,
we thought when we got new suit of them, there's something classy. And another thing is good and warm. When I was a boy, it's cold in that country up there. We got on a pair of them wool clothes while we didn't pay no attention to it. The lakes could swim over. It's freeze over, but we could play.
Oh, we were mentioning counterpins. Did they use these big spreads that were made out of separate pieces of cloth and sewn together?
No, best I remember, they just all made them all together. They didn't sew them together. They just worked them all in and made them all together.
Oh.
Just come in, you know, and made them big enough for a bed, not even make no lead in them.
Well, did they?
His stepmother had some after we married. We went up there once. She had a lot of nice counterpins. Of course, I don't know what they went to.
Well, I guess when she died, the folks just died.
A lot of times, people don't appreciate those things.
Well, she had things up there. If I had now, that people would give me $300-$400 for if I won them counterpins and them big spreads, you know, she'd make all colors. She could make that. She'd dye a thread in all kind of colors. She could make checkered, striped, or anything.
What did they call this one that was sewn in pieces, made out of different?
Quilt.
That's piecing when you
that's
put
it. Piecing quilts.
Ain't you got some in there to show him what to look like?
Oh, he knows
that. Yeah, we've got some on our beds at home.
People quit making quilts.
Yeah. Gee, it's no work with a sewing machine, I guess.
No.
But oh, those hand stitches. How about that one that uses cotton in the middle?
It's quilting.
And then.
Put a top and a lining and put a layer of cotton in the top.
Yeah, and then you don't sew it, you just tack it here and tack it here and tack it here.
Well, some does, and some of them still quilting.
And they hang them in the frame, you know, like that there, the way it's running. And they sew them just.
Oh!
Thick seams all along, and then when they get this, as far as they can reach over there, they roll their quilt, you know. And leave back in and reach and do it again. Take about how many days to take